The annual U.S.-Cuba Friendshipment Caravan is preparing to set out to deliver much-needed items and materials to the people of Cuba in defiance of the decades-long U.S. embargo. In the next week or so, caravans of vehicles will leave several locations in the U.S. and Canada and once again make their way through the U.S. into Mexico and then on to Cuba. The caravan was organized by IFCO's Pastors for Peace, whose co-director, Gail Walker, spoke with WBAI's Jose Santiago.
We're very excited about this 20th anniversary friendshipment caravan to Cuba. We've been doing this since 1992, and we continue to oppose our government's blockade against Cuba. And we're excited this year that the caravan will once again be obviously coming through New York City. We will be having a celebration and send-off for the caravan participants from this part of the country this July 5th. To Thursday at 6 p.m. at the 1199 Union Hall, the Martin Luther King Auditorium, located at 43rd and 8th Avenue. So we want to encourage as many listeners as possible to come and join us on that day. And then we've also got an opportunity for people to participate by helping to box and label and manifest this year's humanitarian aid in the New York area. And that'll be happening on Saturday, June 30th at 9 a.m. at the warehouse that we have out in Jamaica, Queens. That's at 97th Avenue between 149th and 150th Street. At that same location on July 3rd, we'll actually be loading the aid into the caravan vehicles. So there's a variety of different ways that listeners can join us, participate, and help make this 20th anniversary caravan a success.
Have you been able to determine yet how many vehicles will be taking part in the caravan, how much material, what kind of materials you will be delivering to Cuba?
Yeah, we'll have at least 9 different routes that the caravans are traveling through. There'll be anywhere between 9 and 10 vehicles that will be traveling on those routes, and the majority of them will be donated to Cuba. We'll be stopping in at least 90 cities, hitting up to 40 U.S. states and 5 Canadian provinces. We'll be leaving the New York area on July 6th and converging in McAllen, Texas at the border on the 15th. We leave there on the 18th and head to the port city of Tampico in Mexico, where the aid is offloaded from the vehicles onto a ship, and the caravanistas fly to Cuba for a week-long program in Cuba.
In the past, there have been instances where materials were confiscated by customs officials, and that there were been some I don't want to say clashes, but you know, many obstacles presented by authorities to the materials getting through and eventually being delivered to Cuba. What are you anticipating? What are your concerns about that?
Yeah, no, clashes, I think, is a good term. We have in the latter years, as you know, in the earlier years, there was really a things as simple as bicycles and even Bibles were stripped from the hands of some of the religious leaders that participate, bicycles from some of the young caravanistas who were just simply trying to take those across the border into Mexico. In the latter years, the fixation seems to have been on computers. Mm-hmm. Different times we've had computers seized. We don't know, we never know exactly what to expect. Part of that is the arbitrary nature of the blockade policy itself. So we don't know exactly what to expect. We know from the past, the recent past, that computers might be on their radar, and we're prepared to hold our ground and insist that all of the aid that we take gets through to Cuba.
Mm-hmm. And in terms of any change in policy that you would like to see from the U.S. government in regard to Cuba, what's your message?
You know, ultimately, Jose, we want to see the blockade lifted. It's ridiculous that the 50-plus years our government has maintained this mean-spirited, unjust, immoral blockade policy. We thought, and under the Obama administration, that there would be some lifting of some of the restrictions. There's been some lightening of the, travel restrictions, but not nearly enough. ultimately, we want to see a lifting of the travel ban. We want to see the normalization of relations. And that's why we continue to organize these caravans year after year. We do it because we've not seen a significant change in the policy.
Gail Walker is co-director of IFCO Pastors for Peace. She spoke with WBAI's Jose Santiago.